Our next guest is, well, it's us. Our studio producer, Jenny Amadori, is going to talk with Sheila, myself, and Kim, our office administrator, who we introduced earlier. Jenny, it is really fun to have you participate on air. We're all yours.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is definitely a treat this morning to join you guys in the conversation. Sheila, the now co-owner and client services director, which I understand is recently, that's an elevated status for you at Senior Helpers. Is that right?
It is, actually.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Kim Schell, who is the office administrator. It's a real pleasure to meet you and have you here. I've been hearing a lot about you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay, Alan, I would like to start with you. Please, I've heard this story. I think it's a great story, but I'd like the listeners to know about it. Tell us how you came to your current occupation and with Senior Helpers.
Well, I was with Ford my long-term career. I had 21 years at Ford Credit, and I was let go about a year and a half ago and wanted to do something different and very much wanted to own a business. Became familiar with the home care opportunity and that industry, and frankly, I've been the primary caregiver for my wife for the last 12 and a half years. She is a four-time, 12-year breast cancer survivor, and we've been through a lot together. We still go to the U of M hospital just about once a week. She's a brave young lady and doing really well, I'm extremely proud of her. She's been through a lot. We've been through a lot together, but I have a lot of personal experience doing caregiving. And, became familiar with the professional business of caregiving. And it was just very attractive to me on a personal level and something that I do understand what we're doing. I think I get what we're trying to do with our families. And it's important to me to provide really good care and very compassionate care. So we started the business, Sheila and I did, just about a year ago. Senior Helpers. It is part of a very strong national organization, and we have the Ann Arbor, Washtenaw market, as well as Livingston, Lenawee. It has just been an incredible last year. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It has been just so much fun and just so incredibly rewarding, and I am so glad we're in this business. It is just a really cool field to be in. We get so many great comments from our families and our clients about the care that we're providing, and I love it. And to be able to work with Sheila as well. Sheila has tons of experience in home health care. That was the best day when I found Sheila, and she agreed to come on the team, and we've just had a lot of fun together.
I just want to say I have witnessed your devotion week after week, and even a little bit, on a personal level, with your wife, and that certainly is a huge, huge struggle to go through. And I commend you for that, because you're always optimistic and cheerful every week. And so it sounds to me like, based on your personal experiences, it's really important for you to give back on a larger scale. Sheila, you've worked in the home care field in the past, so you do have experience on a professional level. Tell us how you did come to find Alan, or did he find you, as he said?
Well, actually, I worked with Trisha
for
a different company from her previous job. And when the company was making a shift, they were going to let me go. They were actually going to eliminate my position. And so I had looked at doing something like what I'm doing with Alan a few years ago, but because of family dynamics and things like that, it just wasn't the right time. So I ended up working for Heartland. So when they were going to let me go, I really started looking at this kind of opportunity again, because it was something that I really wanted to do. And in talking with my husband and just changes, that it would really work. And so my 22-year-old actually found the ad that he had placed on Craigslist the day I was told I was going to be let go. And so I sent my resume, and it's been just a great story from that point on, and it's been a really good thing. I think we do really great work, and it's been a real pleasure to be able to work with Alan. You know, we provided the skilled services that Trisha was talking about, and this is different. I think we have a lot more contact, and we spend a lot of time with our families because of the type of services that we provide. And so it's been a lot of fun getting to know them and learning a lot about the community and giving things back. We really have been blessed to be in this area, and truly it's been a pleasure.
This is Everything Elderly. I'm Jenna Amadori. I am the weekly studio producer for this show with our host, Alan Caldwell, and Sheila Doden from Senior Helpers. And also joining us this week is Kim Schell, who is the office administrator. And it's great to have you, Kim, with us. And please tell us what brought you to Senior Helpers and to Alan and Sheila.
I spent the first half of my career 10 years down in Orlando working in the hotels near the Disney area, and then spent 9 years in Chicago working in marketing. Moved back home to be closer to family. The last job I had was running a nonprofit. The company had some issues, and so I needed to find a new job. Another Craigslist ad that I found, and I was, you know, looking to get an office nice and organized and helping things to move smoothly day to day.
I mentioned earlier, Kim, how cheerful and positive and energetic Alan is every week here when he comes into the studio. Would you say this is the way he typically is at the office, too, on a daily basis?
Oh, heck yeah. Both of them. Both of them are just, there's so much energy going on, and, you know, it's very nice. It's a really nice place to work. It's a place that you look forward to going to work every day.
How did the idea of doing your own radio show actually come about? Either one of you can take this, Alan or Sheila.
When we started looking at just advertising opportunities, one of the things that we wanted to do was to go on to a local radio program. And that didn't end up working out. So we were working with a rep from the radio station, and the rep said to us, well, why don't you just buy your own spot? And Alan said, huh? And I said, well, buy our own spot. I said, we could do that. And he said, we could do a half an hour program every week. And I said, sure. I said, that's not hard. You know, we could talk to people for a half an hour. That's what we do.
Yeah, we were initially talking about being on a different program for 10 minutes every other week. And all of a sudden we went from that to a half an hour every week. And Sheila's like, oh yeah, we can do that. And I'm like, are you nuts?
Positive.
Miss Positive.
Exactly. And so that's, I mean, back in September when we, you know, basically said, okay, we're going to do this. And we started doing it on a weekly basis. And at that point, we used to have 3 guests, and we've gone to basically to having 2 guests a week now, which we like
better. And we've just been so pleased with the show. It has worked out really well. And we just love meeting our guests every week. And we think it's a really good community service and providing some good information. And we really do enjoy it very much.
And I just remember him asking me when we, a couple months after we started doing this, he said, so when you took this job, did you ever think you'd be on a radio show every week? I said, no.
But you're still not ready to quit your day job, obviously.
I know.
You love
no,
what you do. So
we do.
Much.
We do.
We do love our day job even more.
It's very evident since September you've been doing this. So it hasn't even been a year
no.
that you've been doing this show.
I think in 2 weeks, what did we say? That was the 50th?
Early September will be the 50th show. We started
50th,
in the middle of September.
Okay.
And I think
next week
we're going to have our 100th guest.
Wow.
100th guest.
It'll be a guest number 100 next week. So we've had a lot of people on the air and just had a lot of fun and really enjoy doing it.
And I've been here in the studio with you two since, I want to say, the end of November. So for quite a while now. And I have definitely seen your guys' dedication and your goals for doing this radio show. It sounds like an extension of what you do on a daily basis, just to give back in general to the community. I think it's wonderful. Kim, let me ask you, what has been the most positive aspect for you personally working with Alan and Sheila?
Just learning a lot more about the business. I had never worked in a business like this before. Just kind of learning it from start to finish has been really great. Getting to know the caregivers and the clients and just the big difference that they all make in people's, in our clients' lives, and just how awesome Sheila and Alan work together, and it's been great.
She's a great part of the team, too. She really keeps us running efficiently so that we can do the other things that we need to do before her. I actually did what she does.
You were doing that. I remember that.
So she's been a great, great help.
Alan, you have already spoken about your personal experience when caring for someone, your wife, Sheila. Can you tell us about any of your own personal experiences caring for someone elderly?
Yeah, I actually had a lot of opportunities to do things like that. I think that the one family member that comes to mind was my grandmother, who passed away April of 2009. And I had just some great thoughts about just the type of care that she'd be provided with. And I guess she had different ideas. She had a carotid artery surgery done and didn't make it home, had a minor stroke in the hospital, and ended up being able to do her rehab there. And she was in a rehab for 3 weeks at St. Mary's. And the first time we got to take her home, she had a massive stroke when she was at home. And so just looking at her and really having an idea as to how, you know, we would be able to help her, she didn't end up surviving. And then moving on to my grandpa, you know, I always wanted to have senior helpers go in and help him after she had passed away, but he wouldn't have anything to do with it. And so learning from that experience how to approach someone and try and express to them the relief that it would give the rest of the family is, I think that was a great way for me to learn a lot about how to do that.
I can relate to that in a big way. My mother passed away in November of 2008 from breast cancer. It's a life-changing experience when you help to care for someone who's in that situation. And we did have home assistance with hospice. My father and I were her primary caregivers. And I can see how going through something like that on such a personal level really kind of stirs something in you to want to give back even more. And I think that's a key ingredient to add to the overall compassion that you guys do have and that you generate. It's very telling. I see it.
And as being a caregiver, if you've not ever done that, you don't understand. It's hard to comprehend how many dynamics are involved, how exhausting it can be. And it's just, it's amazing to me how many people don't know about what it is that we do.
Well, we have you here every week to keep educating us. And it's a great show, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. And I've gotten to know you two fairly well and just really enjoy being your friends, too.
Well, thank you.
Likewise.